The following message is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. This is Ariana Hatfield, Dominican University student athlete, and I want to personally welcome and thank you for tuning into tonight's episode of Ball is Life, the 10,000 Hour Burnout. Here we talk about the stresses in an athlete's life that can cause severe damage without the support and resources necessary to maintain inner peace. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Ball is Life. I'm here with my teammate and dear friend, Jordan Charlton. Jordan is a grad student here at Dominican getting her master's in biology. Now, she has been through it all. Major injuries, stress from heavy course load, and loss. Jordan is here with me today to talk about not only how she handles it all, but how she does it and makes it look so effortless. So, Jordan, let's talk schools.
Okay, yeah. So I graduated high school in Florida, actually Fort Lauderdale High School. And then from there, I got a scholarship at a NAIA, St. Thomas University. And it's pretty small, kind of like Dominican. And I love the small environment for learning purposes. And the end of my freshman year, I ended up tearing my ACL. So I left the institution and I went to a community college closer to home. And I did my academics there, and I knew that I wanted to start up basketball again. So I knew I needed to find a new school. However, I didn't want to continue it in Florida because I had my grandparents and my mom and my brothers out in California. So that's how I kind of found Dominican, and they all lived in South San Francisco. So I looked at all the schools, a lot of PacWest schools I looked at, and Dominican just seemed like the best fit because my parents and my family were so close.
Well, I actually didn't know that you went to Fort Lauderdale. I actually have family that live very close to there. Well, I've never I haven't been there since I was 8 years old, but yeah, that's actually really cool. You learn something new every day. Yeah. So you talked a little bit about injuries. So how did your injuries affect the plan that you had set out for yourself from the point that you graduated to, you know, tearing your ACL and having to kind of switch everything up?
Now that I think about it, it actually changed my plan quite a bit, because if I would have never torn my ACL, I believe I would have stayed at that first institution for the whole 4 years of college. But then I ended up tearing my ACL, so I ended up switching schools just to go closer to home and recover and do physical therapy. And then from that point on, I was like, well, I don't have to stay in Florida. I have my grandparents and my mom out in California, so why wouldn't I go and find a school in California and just start new? And then once I got to Dominican, my first week at Dominican women's basketball practice, I tore my ACL again. And that also changed my plans quite a bit, because that following semester, I was in advising and he was like, you know, you're a transfer student, you need to cram all these courses in because not all of them transferred, or you can make a fifth year. And I was like, well, that's perfect because I got another year of eligibility, so I'll get another year. And then turns out, my senior year, COVID happened. So then I got another COVID year. So I actually got 3 years of extra eligibility, 2 redshirt years for my injuries, both ACL surgeries, and a COVID year.
Wow, that's actually one of the most hectic stories I've ever heard anybody tell. But with that, is there anything that you would change about your story, or would you do it all the exact same every single time?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't change anything about it, because like I said, I would have stayed at that first school probably my whole 4 years, and I would have never came out to California, and I'm so happy I did. And the main reasons I did was because of my grandparents and my senior year here at Dominican, just last year, my grandma ended up passing away. And I look back on that day of like deciding that I am going to come out to California, do my school year so they can come to my games, my mom can come to my games, and I wouldn't change a thing. And I just thank God every day that I did do that, because I would have regretted, you know, not coming to school in California if I never did. Because those last 3 years I spent with my grandma were amazing, and you never know someone's last day, so it worked out. Everything happens for a reason.
You said it best, Jordan. Everything happens for a reason, but if I'm being honest, if I were in your position, I don't think that I would be able to continue it as easy as you did. So I bow down to you for that. So you talked about a little bit about your family. So from what you said, I'm getting that they were pretty supportive, yeah?
Yes, 1,000%. My mom and dad, my brothers, my boyfriend of 3 years, my grandparents. I live with my grandpa right now and I come home every day. How was practice today? Every day. He buys me bananas every week because I told him I ate a banana and I was like, I hit all my shots today. He's like, you need a banana every day then. So now he goes out and he buys bananas for me every week. I can't leave the house without one. So like sometimes like I won't eat the banana, but like the next day, you know, he'll make sure I leave with the banana. So I just have like bananas in my car. So they're so supportive. Every single family member and my boyfriend, so supportive. And I wouldn't change it for the world. My mom and dad and my grandpa, if they could watch me play basketball till I was 50 years old, they would. They would want me in a league, like in an older league. I don't know. They just want to see me play. So they're really excited that I just got a COVID year and 2 years of eligibility for my injuries. They love it.
Oh my God. We all need a grandpa like Jordan's. I'm telling you, I wish that I had bananas every single week to take to practice, because all my teammates that are listening to this, you know I go to practice starving, so we all need a grandpa like Jordan's. So having that support and obviously had a very big like effect on you wanting to keep going, and like you said, having that support helped you just keep pushing through with all your years of eligibility that you racked up. Did any of that at any point just affect your mental health to the point where you're like, I don't want to do this anymore?
Oh yeah, 1,000%. I remember recovering from my first surgery, and you just take it one day, 1 month at a time. And every milestone that I hit, whether it was learning to jog for the first time, running again, jumping on 2 feet, jumping on 1 foot, I always told myself, I will never do this again, because it was such a grueling process and recovery. I mean, you spend 9 months of recovery just to get back to where you were, but then sometimes you're not even fully back to where you were, because that's just recovering with speed, agility, and weights. That's not any basketball aspect of it. That's just being able to run and jump and pivot. So to go back to your question, yes, it did affect my mental health, because the recovery process is so long. And when it happened again, it was just completely devastating, because I had just finished. I had just got cleared with the 9 months of recovery, and knowing that I had to do that again definitely put a toll on my mental health, definitely affected my mood. And you know, I just wanted to play basketball, but I had to sit on the sidelines. Like we were just talking about this earlier, you're hurt right now and you just see people getting better, and you just feel like you're watching people get better while you sit there. So I had to do that for 9 months twice. So, of course, it takes a toll on your mental health, but just one day at a time.
Wow. Honestly, yeah, I definitely could relate in that way of, you know, I'm hurt right now, but mine is nowhere near as severe as yours was. You know, you sat out 18 months, you know, I've sat out for a week and like 2 days. So of course I can't really relate in that the time length aspect, but I definitely feel where you're coming from as far as like watching everyone else get better, and then you feel like each day you're out, like you're getting just more and more behind, and it takes a toll on you, really. But with that being said, do you feel like during your process that there could have been more support within your team or from the coaches or faculty, anything like that?
Not at all. And I was here for that second injury, and that was definitely way harder than the first one, because I just wanted it so much more. I wanted to be out on the court so much more. And I was here. Tim was still head coach. We had a different assistant coach, but different teammates. Some teammates are the same, but the support was really good. I would go to practice. They would just treat me just like any other teammate, because I never really got to practice with them ever. I practiced the first week, and then I would go to their games and support them. But the support was there. The athletic training staff helped me. They did all of my rehab, and the coaches were very supportive, and that's why I'm still here.
Last question for tonight's podcast would be, what is something that you as a student athlete, you know, who has gone through all of that, you know, hardship and tragedy, can tell someone who is struggling with something similar?
It's funny because I made a TikTok about this. But you know, life really just hits you with 10,000 bricks. And most of the time, those 10,000 bricks hit you all at once. And you just need to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You will get through the rough time. And you just have to take it one day at a time. Literally one day at a time. Just focus on your goal for the next day. Achieve that goal. And then set yourself another goal for the next day. Achieve that goal. And just keep going. Just keep going, and you'll get there. And one day you'll be able to look back at it and just be like, wow, that was all worth it. I did it, and I'm so proud of myself. So if you're out there and you're struggling, just know there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you will get through it.
And that's all for this episode of Ball is Life. Thank you all for tuning in to my episode 5, and thank you to Jordan for dedicating the time to make my podcast great. As usual, the next episode will be next week, and it's going to be better than ever. Thank you.